From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Are we going to carry Caradina shrimp again? Obviously, we do shrimp. That's what we do. So we're going to carry them again. We just haven't had them in a little while. It's been, like I said, about 3 months. And so here is their new home. You look at this row, tons and tons of tanks in this row. And this is where we were breeding guppies, we were breeding antlers, doing all the things. And we decided, hey, we're not in a season where we're planning on breeding. So we're actually setting up these for Caradina shrimp. Not all
video. Two women are seen loading raw shrimp into an air cannon. They then fire it through clouds of flour, egg, breadcrumbs, and eventually a fireball where the shrimp hit a target, land on a plate, and seem to be perfectly cooked.
To test if shrimp can actually cook in midair, Adam and Jamie went all out building a full-scale cooking cannon exactly like the one in the video.
All of our prep work, what remains to be done is to fire shrimp from this gun and see just how accurately it fires.
3, 2, 1.
We might have a problem on our hands.
After now, let's see if millisecond perfect timing can cook a shrimp in midair.
The president has pardoned or shortened the sentences of more than 1,600 people. The latest pardon was for a cryptocurrency tycoon who is known as CZ. The company CZ founded, Binance, helped boost the profile of the Trump family's crypto firm, World Liberty Financial.
That's what complained about this. They remember how the crypto lobby got rid of Sherrod Brown, and they remember how the crypto lobby went after Katie Porter and made sure that she wasn't the nominee for the Senate in California. They're very powerful. They have a lot of money, and they will go after anybody who's anti-crypto.
Everybody, sit down, open your ears, and close your legs, because I'm about to read an explainer on cryptocurrency. If we get through this, you have permission to stop this video and get a healthy snack. Investopedia defines cryptocurrency as a digital or virtual currency that exists on a decentralized network of computers and is not issued by a central authority like a government.
The Bay Area's hottest club is actually not even a club at all. It isn't even a bar, Matt.
Nice.
It is a grocery store. Seafood City is the biggest Filipino grocery chain in North America. And in late July, the company opened up a shop in Daly City. More than 30% of their population is Filipino, according to recent census data. And the company picked that very spot intentionally to try something out that is very different. Oh, a crab. This is the mundane of a trip to your local grocery store.
You can come in through the entrance and come around. So during the day, it's a bakery. Yes. And then at night,
it's a
full-on party.
But this is also your local grocery store, Seafood City, after 8 p.m. Since the company opened its Daly City location over the summer, they've started throwing massive parties branded as Late Night Madness. And they have gone viral on TikTok.
Filipino. The Bay Area. We just got that swagger out here, you know.
We're about to get things.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, it takes people time to warm up. JP Braganza, who was raised in Vallejo, got the call to DJ at the store.
Everyone was so confused. I was getting a couple dirty looks like, oh, why is he taking up two cash registers? Or why is the music so loud?
It started lining up at the door.
People dancing with our vinegar, like the datu putis, or like...
The event was such a hit, the company started throwing parties at their stores in L.A., Vegas, Seattle, even in Canada. And fun as it might be to rage in aisle 7, it was about something more, too, reclaiming your culture and a bit of nostalgia for people like JP.
Hey, clown, banging on this door, open up. Catman, coming in the house. I've been out here for 8 years kicking on this door, now open it.
Okay, I'm sensing a problem here.
Yeah, there's been some complaints of you smoking in your apartment.
It's because I'm a flame, man.
Should have vaped that stuff, bro. Now I got to smell this and now you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, I'm a flame, so...
No smoking in the building, all right? I'm furious. People are pissed off around here.
I'm a bonfire. Born to smoke. She shoved that right up your cat hole.
Cat hole? What the hell are you talking about? I don't have a cat hole.
Well, come on in here, man. I'll make you one.
I don't know, dude.
Check it out.
Ooh, what's that?
Here, kitty.
Hey, I want that. Hey, let me get that.
La, 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 la. Into the shrimp farm.
Got a transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet in Manitoba. This is shrimpfarm.crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area, the analog relevance within the digital resonance. They're coming to you each and every week here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Electric John.
95.9 FM. I am Jason.
Yeah, I heard somebody on CKW the other day say 95.9, but they never said AM or FM. You got to let people know.
There's a lot. The 95.9 FM, I believe, is the Bob Washington Bowling for Dollars Hour.
Wash and Ash.
Wash and Ash in the morning.
They used to read the comics. It was terrible. They took forever to get through Hagar the Horrible. I was a fast reader as a kid.
Well, the thing with the comics is the visual is probably 85% of it.
No, but they not only would describe it, but then they go, it's just like the time I griggity grew, and they take forever to get through the thing.
Well, they describe it, so it's like Hagar standing on a rock now.
No, not only do they describe it, but they also editorialize their description of it. And as a kid, it was like the speed of molasses for me reading along, right? It was like...
The Tribune was a great paper because the comics were actually like a little book, like it was like a comic book where the Free Press was just part of the paper.
Yeah, well, they did have... I mean, comics are terrible. Like syndicated comic strips are horrible now. They lost a long time ago.
I canceled my subscription to The New Yorker decades ago because the comics were not good anymore. Actually, I never had a subscription. I made up that whole story, John. Can you believe it?
I can.
Can you believe
it? I can. You are a big fibber with tall tales you tell. Hey, how about some brand new music? Brand new record just came out from Aesop Rock.
Well, brand speaking of magazine subscriptions,
let's do Full House Pinball, Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
Several hours you were on the ground punching the air. I'm a live one of infinitely under repair. Some people call me Ace Rock, some is somebody there. Shh. Somebody's not, and it's more than a passive vacancy. It's less than zero people stealing baguettes at the bakery. Witness like who wasn't that? En route to prove a negative and losing, trying to enter antimatter into evidence. Break the expletives. Back in holy country where the neighbor's cat is missing and no coyote is hungry. And every lizard leaping, I'm every bit indecent, aiming for whoever presently king of the tetrahedron. The funny part is who would even want to sit up there? Throne schmoan, I'm home in a Herman Miller chair, working, hunched over something, blowing smoke, Kirby on his lap, purring, cervical spine chirping, chills. It's perfect. Certain as the plaid shirt tag reads Kirkland. I walk around late, cross the bridge back. Never pass the quiz for a bridge troll's trick bag. Even if he offers three guesses, I appreciate the interest, but will not be taking questions. I will be taking any route I want, including dead ends, to any place I want, including all the many heavens. But it's a mess out here. I heard it's a mess there too. Remember when the smoke starts flowing and your eyes start stinging and your throat starts closing, what a little fresh air can do. By the first red sliver of day star, somebody went and freed a couple chickens in the graveyard. Weird flex, but I like
weird flex. I like an odd duck who adheres to a spirit quest per se. Fish swim in circles where he curdles. Dogs purr, birds fly inverted. Perps turn to serpents, but the waves are yay high. The surf is way up. And ocean water rain sustain the grapevine. Get barreled, get spat through space-time. Beached way you dress strange, different plane and dateline. The Florida stops there and questionnaire. Bitch, I dress like a rocket man everywhere. Pops had a pinball machine from the 60s. I can still hear it ringing when I'm pinging off epiphanies. Ping, 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 there go the king of zing. Who made it up the precipice and never kissed a pinky ring. Repel through a skylight once a week or feel like I'm someone I don't wanna be. I used to party with animatronic Chuck E. Cheese. Any celebrities I met since then were fucking weak. The door knock talk smite make you solve a riddle before you bother the boss. Y'all get off my lawn, it's a Bob Ross. And no eye contact with the shop dogs. It's a mess out here. I heard it's a mess there too. Remember when the smoke starts flowing and your eyes start stinging and your throat starts closing, what a little fresh air can do.
Rockstar, rock star, 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 a big bucks, you can't play, yes, I'ma make them pay, yeah. Better wake up, cause the weeks they sleep. When the money talk, listen, it ain't cheap. Like I'm not the oil lawyer, I know what they wanna be. Kids look up to me, roll model up on the street. What did I fry? I'm a rock star, baby, so I get what I want. What did I fry? I'm a pop star, baby, so I get what I want.
If I'm being honest, and I would lie to all that I wanted, was to be like you, you.
Serial copycat, yeah. I want my money back.
Everybody love me, only love myself. So they all want me like a bump off a key. Everybody know me, but I'm losing myself. All I ever wanted was to be like you, so I'm doing that too. Worldwide superstar, fuck who you are with that new sports car. Dance with the stars in my walk on the moon. Got my head in the clouds, ain't coming back soon. Do what I do, I'ma make my own rules. No lies on the truth when I step in that booth. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine. Looking up the stars, just might go blind, can't block my shine.
If I'm being honest, and I would lie to all that I wanted, was to be like you.
Serial copycat, I want my money back.
Danny Brown featuring Underscores with Copycats off his new record Starburst. And before that, brand new Aesop Rock. We heard Full House Pinball here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
We're at the top of the cutting edge music. Everything's new. We've got some new stuff coming out that's local, John, that's not even out yet. We've got previews.
Pre-release.
That's what they call it. A previewed song from something in the future.
Oh, wow. This is like a time machine show.
It really is. And yes, we have no time stamps in this show. So
no time left for stamps.
No time left for stamps.
And my way to... No.
That's Batchman and Cummings. A couple local boys there wrote that song.
Long time ago. 60 years ago.
Burton Batchman and what's his name? Randy Cummings.
Randall.
I'm just reading off the card. I've never... I don't know.
Jason will no longer personally. Be doing microphone work here at CKW.
Well, I can't. It's not the microphone. It's the reading of off course, the cards.
Well, that's part of it.
That's how I got kicked off the Saturday Night Live staff.
That's right. You couldn't read the cue cards.
That's right.
So you see, you have some new music that hasn't been released. It's locals.
Let's just go to the local spotlight. Flash, flash, flash.
What should we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight. It can be sold.
Sold if it's bought right.
We present to you a local spotlight. My wings were ripped off.
You're flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen, local spotlight.
Hey there, this is Cola Cola Pop. This is shrimpfarm.crypto radio. On CKOW 95.9 FM. This is one of my new songs, or not new, a song that I'm going to be releasing sometime soon next year. And it's going to be on a album or EP, something like that. This is The Drip, and then followed by Coda. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
got wrecked.
Here it comes, local spotlight. It can be sold.
Sold if it's bought right.
We present to you a local spotlight. My wings were ripped off.
You're flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen, local spotlight.
Big thanks to Halen Swiston for sending that in. That's his band, Cola Cola Pop. Look out for that in the new
year. The kid's all right.
Kid's fantastic.
He's okay.
I believe his parents were Van Halen fans as well.
They named the kid Halen.
Yeah, I have another friend named Shale Lander. He was a huge Halen fan, Van Halen fan, and he has a Van Halen style guitar, car room, and his daughter's name is Halen. He's really dedicated. He's got, you know, the Eddie. It's got the tape, the white tape.
Yeah, the Frankenstein guitar.
That's right.
You know, well, who makes those? Is the fellow from Frank Zappa's son? He makes those guitars.
He doesn't make them, no. That's you're thinking of Dweezil Zappa.
Dweezil Zappa, what did I say?
You said the son of Frank Zappa makes Frankenstein guitars, but he has nothing to do with Van Halen guitars.
I thought he does. He said something.
There's a company called Wolfgang that originally made them, and then Fender bought them out, so now Fender makes
them. So what does Dweezil have to do? I saw a video on YouTube where he's talking about he can make one for someone.
Well, he probably...
He said he could Van Halenize your guitar for you.
Well, what it means is he's going to put Floyd Rose on there and rip out a couple of the pickups, just double wire one of the pickups so it's super hot. They put really light strings on there and then plug it into an amp with the brown sound loaded up.
Right. Well, it's about time that you gave us some worthwhile information here on this show.
Well, speaking of brown sound, let's play a track with some brown sound.
Ween?
Sure. Right here.
On Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
Brought to you by
guitarfulness.com.
The other day, I was meditating in the middle of the Safeway grocery aisle where the cereal is. This lady came up to me and said, "Oh, looks like you're having an interesting day." I said, "Yes." She said, "It's nice to see a clean-shaven boy in the cereal aisle." And I had realized, yes, I had recently shaved. I'd shaved off my beard. But I said to her, "You know what? You might call it clean shaven, but if you look really close, I mean really close, there's little whiskers coming out of my cheeks. So you're never truly clean shaven." Namaste.
Everybody's listening to this brand new sickness beat of the week.
Jason and John, driving back from Flin Flon. Got a cooler of fish from the foot of the fires. Yoga concerts, church choirs. Try and call me a liar. Full tank of gas, four good tires. Slightly wired, dead tired, inspired.
Narcissism.
This is a mark of the blackest mold. Here in the park where the joints get rolled behind the rink, what you think they sold? Silly addict, dreams are for kids with hope in their hearts, brains under the lids. Believe me, we did wish upon stars, but too much magic leaves battle scars. Burns out abandoned cars, colonizes Mars, make with the money, stuck in the hole, hustling for the honey. Winnipeg the Pooh, cartoon bear, all is fair in drugs and war. Eeyore came to even the score, there's a pissed off donkey at your door.
Yeah, that's brand new music from 10 Tricks Point Never and Life World. 10 Tricks Point Never, of course, part of that Stone's Throw family. Jason, we saw Peanut Butter Wolf doing a video DJ set at the Drake Underground years ago in Toronto. That's his record label, Stone's Throw.
Okay, yeah, Peanut Butter Wolf was big in the early 2010s, I'd say, that era.
Yo, he has a record label, Stone's Throw, and there's a lot of great artists like 10 Tricks Point Never and just interesting things going on in there. This is a brand new record, instrumental sort of weirdness. It's
that
out
was
there.
Great time for, I'd say, 2007 to 2012 of DJs actually making interesting music with samples, and they were kind of bigger than bands at that point.
I Pretty really strange. Enjoyed those years, 2007 to 2012.
Oh, so did I.
It's a great time for me personally.
I've pretty much enjoyed every era, though, if I think about
some
it.
Some more than others, I'll tell you. Some more than others.
I mean, I think there's in 2007, there were some great days. There were some days when you probably hated life.
I'm done suffering for art. We're in a good era now, though, and I'll tell you what. We've got a great show. The rest of the show, if you're out there listening, it's Saturday night. Maybe it's Wednesday. It's the rerun. It doesn't matter. This shrimpfarm.crypto, it's special. I feel it in my bones. I feel it right here in my heart math.
It feels like a banana pudding with whipped cream just going on in my stomach right now.
Wow, that's an interesting metaphor. You just pulled that out of the air, did you?
I did, yes. We haven't eaten any of that recently, that's for sure. like right after the beat of the week when we have the treat of the week. That wasn't the treat of the
Jason,
week, was it,
John? Let's be a little sensitive towards some of our diabetic friends out there.
I'm sorry, that's a little too inside baseball as well. But Gary's Closet is hot tonight.
It is. It's going off. And of course, you know, we started the show with a little bit of news from Seafood City in Daly City, San Francisco. And of course, we have a Seafood City right here in Gary's Closet.
We're lucky enough to have a Seafood City right here in Gary's Closet. They are the only place in town that sells deep fried chicken skin.
You know what's great? I walked in there once and there was karaoke going on in the middle of the afternoon. And it was so great. Thing. And it was like, when I heard that story on the San Francisco news, I was like, I know what this guy they're talking about, because yeah.
It feels like you're going to a different culture every time you go in there. And the fish market is fantastic. It's just it's a wonderful place. I feel like I'm going on vacation every time I go in there.
And they got a noodle dump in there, and they make a really great noodle bowl. It's called a mammy.
Is a noodle dump, is that like a place that has noodles and dumplings?
A dump is a place, and a place is a dump.
Okay. Nothing to do with dumplings.
No, just a noodle, yeah. a noodle joint, a noodle dump, whatever it is.
It's
and they if you're there, get yourself a mammy, a big bowl. It's very nice.
Mammy.
Or chicken string. Jason loves the chicken skins.
Mom, guess what? I'm taking you for mammy today.
It's not what you think.
No, it's not. And it probably isn't anywhere close to what I think it is, actually.
Have you been following our excuse for an NHL team lately?
The Winnipeg Jets, they have been basically pretending to be what they were last year.
They have to pretend a little harder. Jets, 3.0.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
Yes, John, this is the year of Jonathan Toews, and he's cooking around this Christmas. He's making a little dinner for both of us, isn't he?
He's cooking some duck. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Jonathan Toews. Doesn't Toews means mistletoe in Spanish, whatever he's from, right?
I'm sure that's a Mennonite name.
Right. So he's not Spanish.
Jason, I don't know what you're talking about this week, but I'll tell you, Jonathan Toews, he's coming around. He's finding his role as a Jet. I got to give him some credit. He's finding his space within the Winnipeg Jets. He's really working out on that second line with Cole Perfetti.
Now, you know how you can get a kiss from one of the Jets?
How's that?
You stand under the mistle, Toews.
Jason. Next week, Jets 3.0.
And that's brand new music from Snowcaps with Brand New City, Jason.
Before that, we heard Dope Lemon out of Australia with Uptown Folks.
I really like that name, Dope Lemon. That's a great name.
It's a great name, and Uptown Folks are the kind of people that listen to our album, or what do you call this shit? Radio show.
It's a radio program. It's also known as a podcast.
They're uptown a lot of times because that's where the transmitter is, right, John?
Fantastic. CKW 95.9 FM every Saturday at midnight, every Wednesday at midnight. You're catching up with Shrimp Farm. Shrimpfarm.crypto. My name's Electric John. This is Jason Eastwood.
Yes, and we're here to talk about things from shrimp to mindful minutes to the Jets to
crypto market report.
And we have a special guest every week that gives us a generational view on some excellent stuff. His name is
Boomer Barry.
I was wondering today, whatever happened to the expression, the customer is always right? These days, it feels like customer service is something that's politically incorrect, as if expecting basic service is now a character flaw. Now, let me give you two quick examples from last week. Example number one, we walk into a busy restaurant. Fine, it's lunchtime. Everybody's stressed, but apparently not the staff. There's two empty tables right in front of us. People have left the dishes everywhere, and nobody's clearing them. And it's not because the staff is rushed. I can literally see the staff in the kitchen chatting and laughing like there isn't a single customer in the building. So I politely ask, any chance that we could sit at that table? Do you know when it's being cleared? And the answer is, we'll get to it eventually. Eventually? That's not customer service. That's the kind of vague timeline you get when a psychic is having an off day. And here's example number two. You're phoning a business. I'm phoning a business. And the recording says, estimated wait time, 10 to 15 minutes. Great, I can handle that. But here's what actually happens. 10 to 15 minutes turns into 2.5 hours. And finally, after 3 hours, somebody answers. I ask as politely as I can, after surviving a 3-hour hold on marathon hold, why did it take so long to answer? And I get, well, we're training new staff and there's a learning process. Things will get better, but, you know, this is the same line I heard last week and the week before. And here comes the best part. The customer service person, the one who made me wait 3 hours, says, you know, I don't think I like your tone. You sound agitated and we have a zero tolerance policy for that. And they hang up on me after I waited 3 hours. Well, maybe it's my attitude. I expect service. Silly me. Maybe we need politically correct terms. They're not service providers anymore. They're customer interaction professionals because they don't actually serve you. They just interact with you until you give up. And we're not customers. We're just human wallet interface modules. It's like being a guest but without any respect. Maybe that's the problem. I don't speak the new language. Why I'm clearing my own table and waiting 3 hours on hold.
Just saying, baby.
Lazy!
You're so lazy.
Lazy!
Just saying, baby.
You don't want no money. You don't want no bread.
Yeah, Boomer.
There is an epidemic of entitlement out there
and uselessness. And uselessness.
Entitlement and uselessness. I believe that's, isn't that the new Sting album?
Stink is back with entitlement. Oh, Trudy, I had the dream again. The dream of the blue tails. Sorry.
Free, set us free.
Oh, man, the most pretentious album title of all time, The Dream of the Blue Turtles.
That was pretty bad. Yeah.
Funny stuff. Good album. Funny title. Exactly. Sting is so far up his own ass. Anyway.
I think he'd admit it, too. He's like, that's why I find the good song.
I remember a friend, my cousin, had a video, a VHS of Sting, and in the middle of it, he's doing Tai Chi in a thong. Or he's doing this yoga in his thong.
He's got a whole documentary called Bring on the Night about the making of his first or second album.
I've seen it, yes.
And he talks about tantric sex with his wife in it for like 15 minutes.
He lied about the tantric sex. He's been exposed.
You were in the room?
No, he's been exposed. He had to admit it. No, he's been exposed. Sting said he had sex for 11 hours. He got a guy like Sting. People have been blowing smoke up your ass for 45 years.
But the thing is, if you did have sex for 11 hours, like, what do you need to broadcast that for?
Because anyway? People have been blowing smoke up his ass for 45 years. His ego needs that.
At least he's trying to get rid of that ego by doing albums with Shaggy now.
Listen, we had a beat of the week, and that talked about Sting's problem right there. You know.
And
the name of the beat of the week was Pop Star Caligula, and the chorus is Narcissism. So you know is right in there.
Like a narcissistic Caligula would be tantric sex, really.
We Sting talking about having tantric sex. Anyway, we've had a great show this week. What else do we have to do? Is there something going on? CKW 95.9 FM.
No, we just have to play one more song, and then we're going to let the next show starring Johnny Sizzle take over.
It is actually Martin Howell. And the show is called Super Radioactive Comic Book Theater Studio Excitement.
Yes.
Something like that.
It's a great show. It's got all the hits.
Can I just say this, though? I mean, I want to talk to the people that run this thing. Because when I see when they put out the schedule for the station, our show is so small. And the show after us, the block is this big, right? They could give us a little more room. We've been on the air 3 years.
No, it's because they're on longer, John. Those blocks are based on time.
But the six-hour block, you could shave off. Like, we're on for an hour, but our slot is smaller than a half hour. I'll show you on the uniter here.
Is it because the font is too, like, there's too many words in Shrimp Farm?
Stop making excuses for them. We need more space.
I'm not making excuses. I haven't seen
We need more space in the schedule. That's the long and short of it.
I thought the schedule was based on blocks.
Show you. We'll talk about it. That's actually the New York Times book review. We don't need
that. Okay, well, we're going to have to move on here, John. This is something you just have to let go, like a lot of other things in your life.
Next week, Jets. Okay, next week we won't see you. You're going to hear us. Where are we? Shrimp Farm.
Dot.
Crypto.
Boy.
flew almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you. Almost all the things that you promised with your eyes, I see in hers too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Oh,